Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the topics of finding light and refuge in the Lord, embracing salvation, and surrendering our fears. Today's Bible passage is from Psalm 27, verses 1 to 3. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is my life's refuge. Of whom should I be afraid? When evildoers come at me to devour my flesh, these my enemies and foes themselves stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart does not fear. Though war be waged against me, even then do I trust. That's Psalm 27, verses 1 to 3.
In this chaotic world, fear seems to lurk around every corner. We witness troubling events unfolding all around us, and it's easy to let fear take hold. But the beauty lies in having the Lord as our guiding light, as our source of salvation. When we shift our focus to Him, fear starts to lose its power over us. Imagine having a refuge, a safe haven to escape to when everything seems to be crumbling. That's exactly what the Lord offers us. Amidst the chaos and uncertainty, we can find solace in knowing that we have a refuge in Him. So, regardless of the challenges you may be facing right now, take a moment to ponder these words. The Lord is your light and your salvation. He is your unwavering refuge. There is no need to fear anything or anyone. Trusting in Him may not always come naturally. It's all too easy to let fear consume us. The difficulties and struggles of life can quickly overwhelm us. However, when we choose to put our trust in the Lord, when we lean on Him for guidance, fear loses its grip on us. It's an incredible sense of liberation that comes with surrendering our fears to Him. We feel a weight lifted off our shoulders as we realize we no longer need to carry the burden of fear alone. We can simply hand it over to God and let Him take care of it. So, let me encourage you today. Don't allow fear to hold you back. Don't let it rob you of the abundant life that God has planned for you. Instead, place your unwavering trust in the Lord, lean on Him, and allow Him to be your guiding light, your ultimate source of salvation, and your unshakable refuge. When fear tries to sneak its way in, remind yourself that you have a choice. You can either succumb to fear or choose to trust in the Lord. Choose to trust, even in the face of adversity. Embrace the freedom that comes with placing your fears in His capable hands. Remember, fear is no match for the power of the Lord. He is with you every step of the way, ready to guide you through any challenge that may come your way. So let go of fear and let God lead you into a life filled with peace, joy, and purpose. In conclusion, fear may be pervasive in this chaotic world, but with the Lord as our light, our salvation, and our refuge, we can rise above it. Trust in Him, lean on Him, and allow Him to carry your fears. Embrace the abundant life that God has in store for you, unencumbered by fear. Let Him be your unwavering source of guidance and the peace that surpasses all understanding.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before You with hearts full of gratitude for Your love, guidance, and protection. As we journey through life, we thank You for being our light in the darkness, our salvation in times of trouble, and our refuge in moments of fear. Lord, we surrender our worries, fears, and anxieties into Your hands, trusting in Your divine providence and wisdom. Help us to walk in faith, knowing that You are always with us, guiding our steps and leading us on paths of righteousness. Grant us the strength to cast aside fear and embrace the abundant life You have prepared for us. May Your peace, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. We pray for courage to face each day with confidence, knowing that You are our ever-present help in times of need. May Your presence be felt deeply in our lives, filling us with hope, joy, and unwavering faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we part ways, let's take a moment to share the blessings we've received with others. May the grace and peace of the Lord accompany you wherever you go. Farewell, and may you continue to be a beacon of light and love in the lives of those around you. God bless you abundantly until we meet again. Goodbye, friends.